sometimes you gotta be a bad hombre. One of the things that I regret the most is being a good boy, when the moment calls to be bad. What I mean by bad is being your true self. Not bad as in a bad person, but bad as in, I guess, Michael Jackson's song, "'Cause I'm Bad," you know, meaning that you're yourself. You're the authentic version of yourself. You're not hiding. I remember I was in an interview once, and the guy was asking me about my background and if I have executive leadership experience and if I'm a creative or not, and all these questions, just random questions. And I must say that I was trying to answer correctly and to pose. And as I look back on that day, I think, man, what was I thinking? All that I really needed to say is, this is me right here. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, and to be, like I said, bad, as in the authentically you. Be a authentic, be a radical, be a creative, to just be me, to just be you. And I think that in this world, especially 2026 with AI and all this stuff, the more authentic that you are, the better. Now, why was I wanting to fit in and pose, let's just say, at this interview? Well, because I wanted the job. I wanted I wanted the job. I wanted the position. And so I thought that by posturing, that's the word I think I was looking for, that would be good. Guess what? I didn't end up getting the job. And I often think back on that experience and think, if I had been my true self and still didn't get it, then okay. But I didn't get it, and who knows why, but I wish I had just been me. The authentic me. Now, of course, in an interview, you have to have etiquette and be aware and read the room and all these things, right? I'm not talking about being radical or crazy or inappropriate, but at least for those of us that are maybe not only creatives, but maybe people of faith, or maybe we've been through stuff, something stops us or stopped us along the way from being the authentically true us. And that's why I call this podcast Becoming Yourself, because in many ways it's not about gaining something that you're not. It's about just being the real you. And in many ways, it is going back to the authentic you. Or maybe it is going forward to the authentic you. I often write down on it, I have this little notebook that I got at Disneyland a few months ago, that it's meant for autographs, but I called it being the authentic me. And every time that I feel like I'm being the authentic me in a podcast or in a conversation or a song, I write it down. You know, I've had it since, December. It's almost been 3 months. You know how many entries I have? Maybe four or five. That means that I have been, in my opinion, the authentic me only four or five times in almost 90 days. I mean, that is crazy. Because most of the time, we have to fit in and posture and not be our true self, because people will condemn us, criticize us, say stupid stuff about us, all kinds of nonsense that happens when you are yourself. But guess what? If you lose a job or a relationship because you're being you, again, I'm not talking about being aggressive or any of that. I'm talking just about being you. And if you lose out on something, then it wasn't meant to be. Playing it safe is a losing proposition. And I was going to say a loser's proposition, because you do feel like a loser. And that word obviously isn't very nice, but it feels so wrong to be what people want you to be. You have to, yes, 20% of the time, you're going to have to do stuff you don't like and fit in and all that stuff. But for those of us that are the creative types, entrepreneurial types, the aggressive types, the ones that are here to change the world for Jesus, we have to be authentically us. Who are the people that I admire most for being themselves? I would say mostly artists. whether it's Tyler, the Creator, Billie Eilish, although I think that she's still trying to pose. Dave Matthews, John Mayer, most rappers. I mean, Kanye, wow. Of course, you go back to Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and all these amazing bands. And politics, are you kidding me? No one is being their authentic self. In church, hardly. Maybe Billy Graham and Luis Palau back in those days were the last authentic type of leaders in the church. And then, of course, you have authentic evil people, which I won't go into. But so that's, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about authentic for good. So you don't really have a lot of examples. I mean, every day in the office, online, I see just people trying to be like everyone else, including myself, including back at that interview years ago. I was listening to an interview by A$AP Rocky from like 10 years ago when he was at Oxford University in London. And of course, A$AP is no example of how to live, but you have to admire the guy for his fashion. He's a handsome young man now. He's 37, married to Rihanna or whatever, married or not, and three kids. And when you look back, how did he get to Oxford? And here I am at home sitting with my dog. Why is he at Oxford and I'm not? Why aren't you at Oxford or whatever your Oxford may be? He was authentically himself, and take it or leave it, he was talking from his experience, not from his heart or from his head or from his actions, but from his lived experience. A Harlem kid, grew up in the rough part of town, beat up, drugs. His dad was in jail. His brother was killed due to drugs. His producer overdosed. I mean, you would think the worst. You would think he would be just another young man with a bad background and in jail or on drugs or dead. And yet here he was back in, like I said, 10 years ago. And to this day, he's still, I think he's dropped an album last year. The Don't Be Dumb, I think. I'm not a big fan of his music. I mean, it's okay. But my point is not that. My point is his authenticity. And he's become a millionaire at, what, 37? Probably even way before that. Name your favorite person. It could be your dad, your mom, a teacher. I mean, my grandma was her authentic self, my father, my mother, my father-in-law. So you don't have to be a famous person to be authentically yourself. But to this day, I struggle being the authentic me, becoming myself, becoming yourself. And my guess, if you're listening to this podcast, is because you're also trying to be the real you. No matter how young or old you are, you get tired. I get so tired of not being me. I wish I could go back to that interview and say to that team, here's who I am. Here's what I do. Here's what I see. Here's my life. And I can almost guarantee if I had done that, I would have gotten that job, but it would have been a dream job. Now, oh well, I can do that today. You and I can do that today. Are you living in the authentic version of yourself today? Now, something that, I don't know if it's generational or not, that I struggle with is verbalizing who I am so eloquently and easily like these young people do. A$AP, obviously he's a gifted communicator, but wow, how easy it is for him to go through his life and talk about experiences and say, here's who I am. And everyone can feel it. It's just authentic. It's the real him. He tells a story of wearing skinny jeans back in, yeah, like 10 years ago, or maybe even longer when those were in, and he couldn't afford them, so they would buy women's pants, and people would call them all these kinds of bad words because of wearing skinny jeans, especially in black culture, in the ghetto, as he calls it. So he tells a story when he was 18, 19, walking with his friends, and there were these older cats, older people that were calling them all kinds of names about what they were wearing, slurs and gay and stuff and other words you can imagine. And they got into a fight and they lost. They got beat up by these older dudes that were stronger than them. And he tells a story of that because he says, you know, even though we lost, we gained our, I guess, our opinion, or we stood up for what we believed in, which was fashion and wearing stuff that they loved, even though these other people were laughing at them and calling them names. And I think, wow, what a courageous thing to do. I can't think of many times. Well, no, I can think of one time when I stood up for myself and got beat up, you could say, but I walked away with my integrity or my beliefs or my values. I remember I was at this meeting, this board meeting years ago. They were asking all these questions about what are you doing with the money and where are you doing this and all these things that I had brought reports for, and it was all there, and they were asking for more proof of the staff and where the money was going and very inappropriate stuff because, as I said, it was all there in front of them. And I remember I finally stood up. I literally stood up and I began to speak very loudly in this small room to about 10 men. And I said, this is not right. This is wrong. What you're doing here is wrong and I'm against it. And I don't agree or support this line of questioning. And they stood down, but I know that eventually that cost me everything. But I can walk away from that experience with my integrity intact. I stood up for my team, for my church, for what I believed in. It had nothing to do, by the way, with my spending. It had to do with staff and with church budget stuff. So, but I was proud of myself, even though it cost me everything. I could also say that happened a few more times after that with other decisions that I made and other things that I believed in. But I don't think I'm doing that enough. Out of fear and jobs and a few bucks here and there, and what's the cost? People walking all over you. I'm reading this book called I think it's called Silent or Silence, something like that. It talks about Asian culture, and I think Hispanic culture is the same, and how in the corporate world, white culture talks about everything aggressively. Here's what I've done. Here's who I am. Put up or shut up. Versus other minority cultures, we're more quiet and we expect our actions to speak louder than our words. Nope. I often think that my actions will speak louder than my words. It never happens. I mean, it has happened, yes, but not enough. It is the way of the gospel to let your words, to let your life speak and not your words. It is better to give than to receive. But it seems like you have to have enough oomph and here's me, here's what I've done, I'm so good to win at life, which, again, I don't think it's the way of the gospel. It's just the way of the world and business and corporate church. Now, I think that learning how to speak of yourself, especially for those of us that have a rough upbringing, we've been through stuff, is very important. Instead of hiding all that, because people need to hear, and people have their own secrets and skeletons in the closet. And when you speak about your own skeletons in a way that makes sense, in a way that can shape culture or church or life, then people are inspired by that. I mean, I'm here inspired by this young man, A$AP Rocky, who, again, you could say is doing all the wrong things, but wow. His authenticity inspires me to be authentic about my values and what I live for. Be yourself, people say. My wife, my mom, my therapist, everyone says be yourself. Well, what happens when you don't know who you are? Well, we do know who we are. We're just afraid to be honest. We are unsure of how to say it without being upset or sounding angry. Because a lot of what we carry inside is very upsetting. The pain, the racism, the injustice is very painful. And then our culture gets in the way of being quiet, or fears of immigration or all this stuff that's happening these days. Even though there's no reason to be afraid, it's been it's been almost like put into our brain, especially older generations, Gen X, et cetera. So you have to be willing to speak up, and to be unafraid. I was thinking of naming this podcast episode Unafraid, and maybe that's what I'll call it. Be unafraid. Even if you get beat up, it's worth it. Because if you don't get beat up, and if you don't wear the skinny jeans, and you wear what others want, yeah, you may not get beat up, but you're losing the war. You're giving in to what others think of you. So either way, you lose, don't you? You may win in the short term, but you're losing in the long term. Get beat up. It's worth it. Be aware, be smart, be intelligent, be godly. Don't be reckless, but be yourself, even if it costs you, because people are longing for your honesty and for your creativity, your uniqueness. People around you that are putting you down need to stand down. People around you that are waiting for you to rise, no matter how young or old you are in need of your talent and giftedness. A$AP Rocky, wow, fashion, music, rap, beats, all the rest. Perhaps not someone to follow in terms of his lifestyle, but wow, what an authentic young man, now almost 40, that you could say inspired me. And I'm sure it inspired 100 or so Oxford students 10 years ago. Probably the best class I ever had by this young man who was willing to get beat up for his beliefs. We have to stand up, family, even if it costs us a lot, even if it costs us our ego, and we get bruised or we get beaten up even. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for your values. Stand up for the kingdom of God. Stand up for what God has put in your heart. Do not lose sight of who you are, of the great flame that God's put inside your heart. I hope to be someone who fans into flame the gift that God has put upon you by the laying on of hands, by the laying on of by the praying of your, by the prayers of your mom and grandma and family and people that love you. Fan into flame. That's my desire. To be you, be the authentic you, be yourself. I want to be myself by showing up here in this podcast. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. I'm trying to grow this platform, so make sure that you help us out. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios!